Welcome to the Sales Channel, where we share ideas on all things sales and try to educate and enable salespeople. My name is Robbie White, and we hope you enjoy the next episode. Hi, everybody. Today I'm with Dara Power from SAP. Dara, I had the pleasure of some training with Dara in South Africa a couple of months ago, and we were actually at the SAP kickoff meeting in Barcelona. So I wanted to take some time and just pick Dara's brain a little bit about what he's been training people around the world on for the new salesperson of the future, and also just maybe some understanding around what he sees in the market currently. So Dara, just from your side, thank you very much, first of all, for making time for me.
Happy to be here, no problem.
And maybe you can share with us, you know, what is the journey that you've been on and some of the story you've been sharing with everybody else.
Okay, sure. So I'm running the SAP Partner Sales Academy, which has brought me to all the four corners of the world, from Latin America, North America, Australia, South Africa.
I was about to say,
India.
Don't forget South Africa.
Yeah. And I think there's a combination of a couple of things. One is that the expectations people have as customers now is a personalized one. Yeah. And that personalized experience partly comes from having technology that's given them personal recommendations. So if I'm shopping for a book on Amazon, I want recommendations for me. And that expectation is there for enterprise, business-to-business buyers to some extent now. So it's not enough to engage with my role as a CFO. I also need you to understand my business to a large extent, the challenges that I typically face, maybe what I'm interested in as a person, which are all fundamentals and basics in sales going back a long time. So there's a saying that there's nothing new under the sun, which is true.
Yeah.
So there's a combination of the fundamentals of sales, which are, you know, about finding out the problems that are there, establishing rapport, all this kind of stuff, and an intersection with the expectations of personalized experiences for buyers and the technology that enables people to bridge that gap. So most people are leaving a digital footprint in some way. You know, you've got websites, blogs, podcasts like this one.
No pressure.
There's lots of, LinkedIn, and there's articles. And so you can find out a hell of a lot about people. And you should, because when you go to talk to them, they know all about themselves, and it's your job in sales to know more about your customer than they know about themselves.
Yeah, and I suppose the other part is they know a lot about you as well, because in the same way that you can look for them, they can look for you.
And with that, there comes a kind of a level of honesty or transparency that wasn't there before. So you can't really portray yourself as something you're not. Another trend that we see for salespeople is that everybody sounds the same. If you're in sales, it's like we all show up and throw up to some extent, until we learn that if we're just ourselves and we're not trying too hard and we just have a normal, common sense, practical, simple conversation with people, and that can work quite well. Yeah. So even with all the technology and the bells and whistles, you have to still connect to a human.
Yeah.
And the human to human thing's a big trend. So they're kind of high level things.
Okay. And out of interest, I mean, how are people approaching that? Because obviously now you've dealt with lots of different partners, and they're coming to you for the guidance, but then afterwards they have to kind of start to implement something. So how are you approaching to share that story and for them to then somehow embedded in their business?
And I think it depends to some extent on the partner themselves, what they're trying to do, the customers they're trying to serve, and to some extent their attitude towards risk. So some partners will say controversial things just to get a bit of attention. And saying controversial things to get attention, you know, could be attacking an existing way of doing business, saying that this is in the past and there's a new way to do it. Or it could be, you know, just flying a kite and see what happens. And then there's a lot of kind of technical white papers and stuff like that. So we see a lot of variation.
Okay.
I guess you could sum it up in the fact that the first thing to try and do is to get people's attention. And if you have people's attention, then you've got to start.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of effort's been put into digital marketing, far and away beyond what was traditional email campaigns or event-driven campaigns, you know, to start a conversation earlier, you know, to get online, to go and talk to people on forums and so on, with a view to, you know, here I am, I have an opinion on this particular topic,